is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of February, 2009. Three holidays falling on this day, all of them from the same source. February 2nd is a cross-quarter day in the solar calendar. It falls exactly between a solstice and an equinox, between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It's a Celtic holiday known as Imolg, in celebration of the goddess Brigit, who was the goddess of fire, poetry, healing, and childbirth. And as the goddess of healing and of the sun, the day in her honor, Imolg, carries the first promise of spring. The word itself comes from an old Irish word meaning in the belly, because at this time, around February 2nd, was when ewes became pregnant to deliver the spring lambs. The Imolg celebration was then co-opted by Christianity, and it became Candlemas Day, celebrating the presentation of Jesus at the temple on this day, 40 days after Christmas. And in connection with Candlemas Day, there were many old sayings about the emergence of animals from their winter dens, about omens that tell of good weather ahead. The old saying, if Candlemas Day be fair and bright, winter will have another flight. But if Candlemas Day bring clouds and rain, winter is gone and won't come again. It was the German immigrants in Pennsylvania who celebrated Candlemas Day as Groundhog Day, the day on which, according to the Germans, the groundhog peeps out of his burrow, and if he sees his shadow, in other words, if it's a sunny day, he goes back for another 6 weeks' nap. But if the day is cloudy, he stays out, and the weather is likely to be moderate. It was on this day, 1922, the novel Ulysses was published, and it's also the birthday of the author, James Joyce, born in Rathgar, Ireland, just outside Dublin, in 1882. Author of Finnegan's Wake, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Dubliners, and Ulysses. When James Joyce was 22, he met Nora Barnacle, a chambermaid in a hotel, fell in love with her. They left Ireland together. He spent the rest of his life away from Ireland, but writing about it, and set out to write a novel about one day in Dublin. He chose as that day the day that he and Nora had gone on their first date, June 16, 1904, Bloomsday, because the main character was Leopold Bloom. It took Joyce 7 years to finish writing Ulysses, and then he couldn't find a publisher. People thought it was too experimental or too obscene. Finally, Sylvia Beach, who owned the bookstore in Paris, Shakespeare and Company, said that she would publish it herself, and she did. 1,000 copies of Ulysses came out on this day in 1922. And it's the birthday of the man who said, a poet is someone who stands outside in the rain hoping to be struck by lightning. James Dickey, born in Buckhead, a suburb of Atlanta, 1923, most famous for his novel Deliverance, which was made into a big movie, but his first love was poetry. Here are two little poems for today by Emily Dickinson. Faith is a fine invention when gentlemen can see, but microscopes are prudent in an emergency. And this poem. I like a look of agony because I know it's true. Men do not sham convulsion nor simulate a throw. The eyes glaze once, and that is death, impossible to feign. The beads upon the forehead by homely anguish strung. Two little poems by Emily Dickinson, Faith is a Fine Invention, and I Like a Look of Agony. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org, produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.